Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, before we get into the farewell tour, what do we got on? We're talking about Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue models and Kathy Ireland. What's her net worth?
They say that she makes about, she's got a $420 million liquid fortune, but her endorsements and like her licensing products make it over $2 billion. Ooh. She is a billionaire.
Okay, let's run it down. Now, we were talking about the swimsuit girls because...
She licenses her name to more than 17,000 products. Forbes magazine says she is one of the richest self-made women in the world.
All right, here it is. Here's your Mount Rushmore. For me, the sweet spot of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue would have been mid to late 70s into the early mid 80s for me. And maybe we go late 80s. Okay. I just remember Cheryl Teagues being on the cover when I was in school. And that was great. All right, here we are.
All right.
Christy Brinkley goes back to back to back. She three-peats.
Ooh, wow.
79, 80, 81 on the covers of all those, okay? Carol Alt does 82. Cheryl Teagues comes back in 83. Then Paulina Porizkova goes back to back, 84, 85. Then Elle McPherson three-peats, 86, 87, 88. Kathy Ireland does 89, 92, 94, and did one later, and that's your Hall of Fame. Kate Upton, I guess you know for the more modern era would be in there.
I bet she could probably go on a run where she could be, you know, there may not be any dynasties anymore, but she might be one.
She was last year apparently, and that was her third cover. Last year, but Elle, I think, is the leader with five. I think she's the all-time leader with cover leader with five of them. Okay, Ozzy. Ozzy's doing the farewell tour. He had a press conference yesterday and announced that the first North American leg of his farewell tour. So far, no dates for the Northwest, but I would imagine at some point that'll happen. Ozzy says, "I'm 70-something." Now, that's his first line was, "I'm 70-something." And how old is he?
69.
So he's not 70-something.
The mileage, though, sometimes it's not the years, it's the mileage.
I've missed my family over the years. Oh, come on. Come on.
You had eight girlfriends. Yeah, you didn't miss your family.
That's why you got to be police. I've always been out on the road the whole time with a few breaks here and there. It's just time, he says. Okay, so Ozzy begins his farewell tour. You can add him to the list. Songwriters Hall of Fame will be in June, and they announced a few names in there. John Mellencamp will go into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
He
deserves to go in.
Sure.
Joining John Mellencamp in the Songwriters Hall of Fame will be Kool and the Gang. It's about time they were acknowledged for that great song, Misled. She's as heavy as a Chevy, pure excitement, Misled. They should have been in the first class of Hall of Famers for songwriting. Alan Jackson will also get into the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
Loved Kool and the Gang.
Yeah, they were good. They talk. That's 80s right there. You got... Christy Brinkley on the cover of a Sports Illustrated magazine, and you got a Kool and the Gang cassette playing.
She's fresh.
You remember the Haley Joel Osment kid? You know, I see dead people.
Did he freak out in the airport or something?
Yeah, he freaked out in an airport Monday. According to TMZ, he got mad about missing a flight out of Las Vegas, and the cops had to be called. He was trying to get out of Vegas Sunday night, but missed his American Airlines flight, so they put him on standby Monday morning. So, according to American Airlines, he shows up Monday at 7 o'clock in the morning, but the flight's full, and he goes off. He's yelling and he's swearing. They call the cops. He left the gate before the officers arrived, went back to the gate an hour later, was even more aggressive, yelled at a gate agent, said, "I'll destroy you," the whole deal.
I see mean people.
And then cops come out there, but he left. I don't know. That guy's got to be in his 30s now, I would think.
And he doesn't seem like he's working much. That's the first time I've heard his name in a long time.
No, yeah, no, I don't think he's gigging anymore. And we'll close the trash here with James Corden on the Late Late Show talking about how Best Buy is no longer selling CDs.
It was reported the country's biggest electronics store, Best Buy, will stop selling CDs as of July 1st. I know, I know. Now where will people go to not pay for music? It's... It does make me nostalgic, though. I loved CDs. Like, the thrill of digging through the crates, you know, the excitement of going home to listen to it, the 7 hours it took to get it open. So no CDs starting July 1st. So mark your calendars, kids. In 5 months, you're finally going to have to explain Spotify to your parents.